Sache dabei ist bei Gimel Mishnah Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda ben Chisma Omer, Kinen und Pisrei Nida, Hen Hen, Gupe Halacha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Chisma says, Kinen and Pisrei Nida are Iker Halacha. Kinen is referring to the kind of bird that a Zava or a lettuce has to bring as a korban. One Lachatas and one Laola. Now, if the kind of one Isha would get mixed up with the kind of a different Isha, or a Chatas would get mixed up with an Ola, then there are very complicated chesbonos involved in figuring out what the halacha would be. Pisrei Nida. That is, when an Isha sees Dam for the first time, she is in Nida. She's Tmeya for 7 days. After those 7 days are up, she has 11 days of Yimei Ziva. For those next 11 days, if she sees Dam, she has a din of a Zava, not in Nida. And if she sees Dam during those 11 days for 3 days straight, she has a din of a Zava Gdola. And she has to be a Shevet Zayin Nekiyim. Now, this goes around and around. After those 11 days are up, if she sees Dam again, she would have the din of a Nida, not a Zava, and then after her days of Nida are up, she would have 11 days of Yimei Ziva again, and so on and so on. Now, Isha gets confused about whether she's in Yimei Nida or Yimei Ziva, there's very complicated cheshbonos involved in figuring out what the halacha would be. Now, a person might think that these halachas, since they're mostly cheshbonos, are not ikar halachas. They're not the ikar part of the Torah. So therefore, Rav Eliezer ben Chisma tells us these are also gufei halachas, and by learning these cheshbonos, it's like learning any other part of the Torah. Tkufos v'gematrios haparos l'chachma. Kufos are the Mahalach HaChama, the cycle of the sun and the cycle of the mazalos. It's important to know astronomy to figure out as far as Kiddush HaLevana and as far as Ibrah HaShana. And Gematrias are other Chachmas, such as figuring out the Chachma of the tables of the words to figure out how much each word comes out to Al Picheshbin. Now these are only appetizers for Chachma, meaning to say, these are not the Iker Chachma. And even though this is also part of the Torah, but it's only like parparoical Chachma. It's only like appetizers for Chachma. A person should not spend a lot of time on Tkufos and Gematrias. Instead, a person should spend time learning Shas. Only after he finishes Shas should he spend some time on parparoical Chachma. So that's why the Mishnah says, Kinim and Pisrei Nida are Gufei Halachas, meaning to say that Kinim, which is in Kachim, it's at the end of Kachim, and Nida, which is in Taras, at the end of Shas, comes before Tkufos and Gematrias, meaning to say that a person should finish Shas first before he gets involved in other chachmas, such as kufas and gematrias, even though they are parparos for chachma, they are appetizers for chachma, and are also a chelak of the Torah. Masechet Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Ben Zoma Omer, Ezeu Chacham, Halomed Miko Adam. Ben Zoma says, who can be considered a chacham? Somebody who learns from every person. As the pasuk says, Ayishalo Chacham b'chachmaso, Vayishalo Gibor b'gvuraso, Vayishalo Asher b'ashro. A chacham should not take pride in his chachma. Nor should a gibor take pride in his gvura, nor should an usher take pride in his wealth. Kim bezot yishalo hamishalel haskel v'yaduosi. If you want to take pride in something, you should take pride in haskel v'yaduosi, that you use your seichel to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the pasuk is saying is that a chacham should only take pride in his chachma if he's using his chachma to haskel v'yaduosi, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how do we know if a chacham is using his chachma for the right purposes? His learning is Chachma L'Shem Shemayim. That's only if it's Lomed Mikol Adam. He does not have too much pride to learn from people that are lesser Chachamim than him. Then we know that he's using his Chachma L'Shem Shemayim. So therefore he can take pride in his Chachma. The purpose of his Chachma is L'Hatzel V'Yaduo Si. Shenemar, the Pasuk said, Mikol Malamdai Haskalti Ked Voisecha Sichali. David Amel said that I was Maskel from all my teachers. As your Eidos, your Halachas, were Sichali. David HaMelech continuously discussed Torah with everybody who he met. So therefore, since he discussed Torah with everybody, even with people that were lesser chachamim than him, so therefore he learned Mikol Adam. So David HaMelech was learning L'Shem Shemayim, and he can take pride in his chachma. Ezeu gibor ha-koybeish es yitro. What is a gibor? Meaning to say, what kind of gibor can take pride in his gvura? That's if he uses his gvura to be koybeish his yitzahara, when his yitzahara wants to persuade him to do an Avera, he uses his Gvura B'Nefesh to capture and to beat the Yetzirah. This is a Gvura that you can take pride in. This is a Gvura L'Shem Shemayim. Shenemar Tov Erech Apayim Me'Gibor U'Moshe Berucho Me'Lokeid Ir. An Erech Apayim, somebody who uses his Erech Apayim to capture and beat the Yetzirah, is better than a Gibor, somebody who is physically strong, and somebody who is Moshe Berucho, he ruled over his Ruach, and that he does not take nekama from people. His anela ve'eno ole, when people insult him, he doesn't respond. He is better than somebody who captures a city. As gvura b'nefesh, it's better than gvura b'guf. Ezeu usher hasameach b'chalko. What type of usher can take pride in his wealth, that's only if he's happy with what he has. As if somebody is very wealthy, but is not satisfied with what he has, he wants more and more wealth. As Chazal tells us, somebody who has money, wrote to Messiah, if you have Messiah, you want 400. If he's not satisfied, then certainly he does not use his money for the right purposes. He probably doesn't give his money to Aniyim and to support Torah. So therefore, he cannot take pride in his wealth, as he cannot gain his wealth with Shem Shemayim. But if he is satisfied with what he has, so then he mistama uses his money for the right purposes, l'shem shemayim, so then he can take pride in his wealth. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Yigia kapecha ki toichal, ashrecha b'tov lach, ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, b'tov lach la'olam haba. Somebody who eats his yigia kapayim, that is satisfied to simply eat whatever he makes with his own hands, then he is fortunate and it is good for him. He is fortunate in this world and it's good for him in olam haba. So therefore, a person should be satisfied with the minimum amount for himself, and every extra money that he has, he should use for mitzvos and to support Torah. Ezehu mechubad hamechabed es habrias. Who could be considered honorable? Somebody who honors other people. As a person who honors other people, no matter who they are, then he's being mechabed them because they were created b'tzelem elokim. As every person, even if you don't think they are a mechubadik a person, still, they were created with Tzelem Elokim. So he is being mechabi them because they have Tzelem Elokim. So therefore, since he put so much emphasis in Tzelem Elokim, so he also is mechubad, an honorable person, as he also has Tzelem Elokim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, ki mechabdai achabed, uboizai yikolu. Those that honor me, I will give honor to. And those that are bozai, that do not honor him, that disgrace him, then they will be mako, they will be cow, they will not be honorable. So certainly, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that those that honor him, he will honor, even though everything in this world was created l'kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course you have to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that those that honor him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will honor them. So most certainly, somebody who honors other people will receive honor in return.